From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive to seize control. The battle for Fallujah was backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey tells VOA this is the way to defeat IS.
We can take down ISIS quickly if we combine elite ground forces, Iraqi, and I would prefer more U.S., with vigorous and aggressive use of American air power and other support. That's what we saw in this battle.
Jeffrey says the next step is doing away with the Islamic State is to retake the city of Mosul. But Iraqi Kurdish military commanders warn that Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, will be much tougher a fight than will require a political military agreement between all parties involved. Britain's decision to leave the European Union is resounding in the U.S. presidential race. Republican Party presumptive nominee Donald Trump sees Britain's move as an affirmation of his campaign's core messages, while Democrat Hillary Clinton sees the episode as further evidence Trump is unfit to be president. A transatlantic shockwave rattling the U.S. economy recovery could also be a wild card in the election. Obama administration is stressing the need to minimize disruptions stemming from the so-called Brexit. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers off the Libyan coast. This is VOA News.